So welcome back to Getting Started with Windows 10 for IT Professionals. This is Module 4.
Module 4.
And today, in Module 4, we're going to talk about something that we've been mentioning over and over again since the introduction, which is MDM, or Mobile Device Management. So, Anthony, you're the MDM guy. You're the guy I turn to when everybody asks me about managing my Android and iOS. And
I thought you just Bing it. I thought.
I do that too, but if you're anywhere around, I ask you because it's easier. So why don't you tell us about it?
So we talk about this a lot, right? The aspect of mobile-first world means certain attributes that were traditionally mobile-based are now finding themselves on the desktop. We talked about the ability to remote wipe a device if it's, you know, lost or stolen or left on a bar somewhere at a restaurant. You have that capability to now kill the device, back to factory restart, and wipe, in essence, all the data off the device. You know, a lot of the challenges today that we have is, you know, a lack of the control of said devices. Prior to, you know, if a device was gone other than a mobile device, which traditionally was a mobile smartphone or a tablet, mobile tablet, if it was a PC or a laptop, it's there. And if you didn't have password protection on the tablet, or sorry, yeah, the laptop, your information is accessible.
Well, we've always said that if a physical machine is, if a bad guy or a bad person has got physical access to your machine, it's no longer your machine.
Yep.
So this addresses that.
Correct. Also, the availability of different tools. So I had a set of tools for my laptop and a set of tools for my smartphone and another set of tools for a tablet and, you know, even, you know, Internet of Things, you know, separate tools for each. Again, for IT professionals to have all these things to manage, wouldn't it be nicer to have one concise way to do that all, to manage from one pane of glass? Policy conflict. You know, on the mobile device, I have said policy, but on a desktop, it doesn't apply. How is that, you know, causing issues and headaches for IT professionals when deploying policy now in a uniform, controlled, one identity of an individual? Inconsistent user experience. You know, one of the best things that we did was that it made availability of Office on iOS and Android, but not only doing that was the availability of the consistent experience of what you experience on your laptop, tablet, and in essence, anything that's on Windows. For IT, this is, you know, great because the fact that, hey, I know how to navigate through said settings to walk somebody through. And even from an end user perspective, having that, you know, consistent manner of how I access my information through said documents, through said applications, was hugely beneficial.
Well, it also makes sense in terms of support and in terms of usability that if achieving a certain task or performing a certain task is the same on a laptop, a PC, a tablet, or a phone, then your corporate knowledge just gets that much more ingrained and or useful from both the junior guys and the more experienced guys.
So let's look at it from a Windows 10 aspect, right? So with Windows 10, you have much more granular MDM, taking in the best attributes from mobile into the desktop experience. You have converged admin controls, one centralized pane of glass to manage all policies across all devices, automatic policy resolution. So, hey, this device doesn't support said policy because it doesn't have that capability. Don't invoke it, don't enable it, don't, you know, disallow it. Again, should your organization be okay with that? This is not an all or nothing thing. If the policy is something of importance, do make sure that it's there. And so disallowing that device to proceed forward to gain access to organizational information. Inconsistent experience, not anymore. Windows 10 is a platform enabler. Mobile devices, so smartphones, tablets, PCs, laptops, all invoked with Windows 10. IoT devices, Xbox, I'm a big gamer, you know, all available on the Windows 10 platform for that consistent experience throughout all the organization's employees.
I'm a big gamer too. Tetris, where it rocks, you know.
Tetris?
Oh, yeah. Pac-Man.
I'm more of a racer, so I'll beat you with NHL 2015 with my Toronto Maple Leafs, or
There's a 1,000 12-year-olds out there that have beaten me.
Leafs. Who are the Leafs? Don't worry, they'll win a cup again. It's only been since 1967.
Oh.
All right, so management options, right? Identity. I have the requirement for identity. It's my organization. I can have my device either connect to a domain or through a work group, or if I have the availability, I can deploy Azure Active Directory. And Windows 10 is a first-person client or first client for Azure AD. In terms of I can do an AD join directly on my Windows 10 machine, device, whatever it may be, to invoke capabilities both on-prem and in cloud.
This is actually really cool.
Yes.
I actually went through that by accident the other day when I was setting up a Windows 10 machine at home. And it actually asked me, is this your own machine or is this a corporate machine? And I'm thinking, okay, well, let me see what it does. And I clicked corporate machine, and then it asked me for my credentials. So I put in my credentials, like at Microsoft.com, and it actually found the Azure Active Directory and joined my machine with Azure Active Directory.
Yep.
This was really cool, because in the past, if you were setting up a machine offline and or off-prem, it was never easy to join that machine, so it was always the, okay, next time I'm in the office, remind me to connect my machine and join it to the domain. But this way, it's a lot easier to get those policies, get everything to that machine so that it remains compliant, not have to wait for the next time I'm in the office to join the domain. So this is fantastic.
Here's a great example for you. I take my Windows 10 device, I connect it to Azure AD, and it pushes down a provisioning package to my device because I'm a new employee starting at an organization. And all the Wi-Fi codes, or Wi-Fi settings, certificate settings, email settings, immediately deployed on my smartphone, tablet, desktop, PC, laptop, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Self-provisioning, enablement for the end user to get work done without contacting IT.
And without having to commute to the office.
Yeah, literally, right? That's it exactly. So from a management aspect, right, we're looking at group policy made available on-prem. In cloud, there is the new GPO. GPO is made available through in cloud through Azure Active Directory. And the AGPM scripting made available as well. Also available through Configuration Manager on-prem. In cloud, through your favorite or deployed MDM solution via the WMI bridge. So the availability to push down specific policies made available to, again, a plethora of devices, your favorite word.
My favorite word.
I think there's going to be, never mind, we'll talk about that later. For the plethora of devices to ensure that the settings and policies in place are deployed properly. In an MDM scenario on-prem is also available, as well as new configuration and initial provisioning. So again, we talked about this earlier. I have a new device that boots up. Specific provisioning packages are deployed at boot up to ensure that you have the availability for the settings made available to the end user on said device. Also available, of course, on-prem through Exchange Active Sync. Or through PowerShell and pushing out WMI through PowerShell to said devices to ensure that, again, they're ready to roll at launch.
PowerShell rocks.
PowerShell rocks. Yeah, I've been dabbling in PowerShell as of late. It's pretty cool. You know, Sean Kearney, great guy out of Ottawa. You know, he's my
PowerShell group. MVP.
PowerShell MVP. He can teach you a couple things. The stories I've heard in terms of automation through PowerShell, just outstanding and just enhanced in Windows 10.
Yep. You know,
greatly enhanced. So in essence, go ahead and pick any configuration tool that you currently use to deploy your MDM clients, your provisioning engine, your Exchange Active Sync capabilities, your WMI bridge, whatever you're currently using, or if you can test out Intune, and use Intune or as a standalone or in conjunction with System Center Configuration Manager to have a single pane of glass to manage all devices.
A plethora of devices.
A plethora of devices.
I think I'm having t-shirts made.
That's
plethora of devices.
I was going to say it's going to be a pop drinking game every time I say plethora.
We have to, you have to drink a little pop.
Pop, yeah.
Pop.
We'll just say pop, right? The big key.
Pod, plethora of devices?
Pop. also to keep in mind, this is all made available through the common device configurator. Because of the fact that we're in a platform play, right, across the Windows platform, I have the availability to choose a plethora of solutions. Jeez!
Where's my drink?
Oh, jeez. All right. I have the ability to choose a multitude
yes.
of solutions made available to me in regards to how to deploy provisioning packages, policies, you name it. So let's look at the story of an employee at your company, right? So you have the scenario, we have a new employee joining the organization. They want to work not only at the office, but they also want to work while on vacation. That's a sunny destination there.
Yeah, you know, that's great. It just makes sure that all your employees can work 18 to 19 hours a day at the office and then at home.
Let's look at it this way. It's a work-life balance.
Exactly.
Right? You work when you need to work, right? And you know, if you have a doctor's appointment, you have, you know, I've been caught numerous times in the doctor's office checking my email or doing something online while I'm waiting for my turn, right?
We live, Anthony and I, especially as a technical evangelist, like we live in airports, hotels, Starbucks, yeah. and any place that has a Wi-Fi connection. So those types of scenarios are perfect for mobile employees.
It's pretty scary when the airport security at your local airport knows who you are.
Yes.
It's even scarier when the destinations we go to also know who we are. yes. So this made available through a multitude of tools provided to the IT professional for deployment, right? So to enable your end users, and it's enablement, right? Back in the day, we were talking about control, lockdown, no more. Now it's called secure enablement of access to said data to make it easier for the employees that you support for your organization to gain access to this information, to do their daily tasks. And if there is a requirement for the removal of those privileges, to do so in one failed swoop as opposed to doing it in piecemeal.
Yeah, so it's also very important about the life cycle of the users, because when the user gets provisioned, the applications gets data and settings and everything else, I think that in a lot of cases, after the fact, it's kind of like an afterthought. It's kind of like it gets forgotten to de-enroll or to wipe that user after the fact. I have customers that we looked into their AD and we realized that in their AD, they had users or people that had actually passed away. So somewhere something was missed, and the fact that we can take this and now be able to automatically deprovision or remove somebody, remove the application, their access and everything else, especially in the SaaS world, as you mentioned, is tremendously important and something that we should all pay more attention to.
And also in this mobile first, cloud first world, we also have the scenario where SaaS applications also are being accessed by these employees. And traditionally what that meant was IT would have to keep track as to what applications in the cloud they had access to. In having a centralized identity and governing it from one pane of glass, if that individual leaves, you know, drops their letter, hey, I, in one failed swoop, disallow access to on-prem and cloud apps. That's a big deal, right?
Yep.
So let's look at how Windows 10 makes it easy to enroll. First, a single experience. I can't stress how great this is in regards to the familiarity of me enrolling my device, tablet, laptop, phone, you name it, to my organization's infrastructure and having a familiar instance as to how to do it, right? I don't have to second guess which hops I have to go to. The steps are very similar and it looks visually similar as well on the device while I'm enrolling. Also, there are more enrollment options made available in regards to when I'm deploying or when I'm attaching these devices to my infrastructure, I can do an auto MDM enroll. So it could be when I do the Azure AD join, or if it's a personally owned device, you know, I'm adding the Azure AD account and then having them join this way, I can then say, hey, are you allowing this PC, mobile device, you name it, to be managed by the organization? Is this a school account, right? Is it a personal account? Is it a business account? Are you attaching your live ID to this to gain, you know, control or access to certain aspects? Again, choice totally available to your organization. Also, the availability for bulk enrollment. So I have a bunch of new laptops that are being issued out to a specific division, and I want to do it in one fell swoop to ensure that all the devices are enrolled to be managed and to gain access to secure information. Let's now look at how, you know, Windows 10 makes it easy to provide secure productivity once these devices have been enrolled. Windows 8.1 was a step in the right direction. And the availability for security policies and email profiles and remote lock and remote wipe capability. So I can invoke the policies, push down the device when the device is enrolled. I can set up the email profile on that device and then wipe can wipe the profile with specific MDM solutions like Intune when the individual leaves. It's always been a challenge. A person goes and, you know, even though they no longer have email access, they still have the residual of the remaining emails that are on that device. In Windows 8.1, you have the capability of actually wiping that residual as well, so all that information is off the device.
Let's be a bit more precise here.
Yep.
When we talk about Windows 8.1, in this particular, up to now, this has been on the mobile end of things, so on the phone.
Correct. This is coming in a second. I'll be getting to that, but it is coming to Windows 10. Remote lock capability, devices lost or stolen. I lock the device, I can't find the device, I wipe it. So all that goodness now being brought onto PC. So you're a little bit ahead of me, but that's okay.
I just wanted to make sure.
That's fine, you wanted to drive the point home, it's all good. You older folk always do that. So now you have that ability on a PC, right? It's gonna be all day long, this is gonna be all day long. That's huge, right? That's taking advantage of those capabilities traditionally on mobile, on the desktop. It's the whole change in regards to the way that we do things means that the way that we manage and enable securely enable also has to change. Also, with the availability for Windows 10, you have additional granular control into things like security and the fact that I can create a passport. And a passport's an interesting thing that we're going to talk about later in terms of I have this capability to log on specific tools via this passport. PIN policies. VPN and Wi-Fi controlling capabilities. Hey, can I share Wi-Fi off said device, regardless if it's a tablet, laptop, smartphone? Cortana, do I want to have Cortana enabled or not? Or is Cortana just going to be a search engine and nothing more and not tell me, you know, how much the Leafs are beating the Canadians by?
Oh. Now that's a low blow.
There we go. Theme and background. I want to have a specific background. I want to have company logo and nothing else. Hardware, hugely important. I've deployed solutions where cameras are not allowed amidst the walls of an organization because of sensitive information or sensitive procedures that are going on, disabling the camera when I'm in a specific zone on those devices.
It's not just cameras. I used to work with a partner or a customer that will remain nameless, but they had what we affectionately called the epoxy policy, where they would take any new machine coming into the system and fill the USB ports with epoxy so that they couldn't plug anything else, or anything that had to be plugged in had to be approved.
Yep, and now that can be blocked via policy, right?
Absolutely.
So system settings to make sure the sync settings and the telemetry settings are set up correctly. Email, huge one. Exchange, active sync settings, as well as profile configuration. If the individual leaves, now on PC, I can wipe the residual from the device and they have no access to any of the emails that were on the device at all. It's all gone. Huge advantage. Was in the mobile realm and is now on the PC. Certificate management. Traditionally available through simple certificate enrollment protocol. There's a new acronym for you there, Pierre. Via TPM or software in 8.1. In Windows 10, can actually be added directly from MDM. So it can be pushed down to the device natively for that certificate availability on said applications. And then passport certificates So I have certain apps that require certain certificates aside from the general certificates available on the device. Via my passport, I have that availability to gain access to those applications using my certificate as the key to gain access to them.
So that's really cool, actually, because with Azure and online services, like for us at Microsoft, we have like two-factor authentication.
Yep.
When we access specific sites and tools, we get prompted for a certificate password.
Yep.
So you have to unlock your certificate to actually get to the application.
Correct.
So even if your machine gets compromised, then the shortcut's already there.
Yep.
But the pop-up comes up, and oh, you've got to re-enter your key,
credentials.
Your credentials.
Yep.
So that's huge
that
in terms of
that
making things.
Yep. Even better yet, the certificates app, which is actually available now in the Windows Marketplace or the Windows Store, the availability to actually then select which certificates that you have access to deploy on your device. So if the scenario is I do not want to push out the applications as IT because of the fact that an individual or empowering an individual to gain access to what applications they want to, I can do that, and they, via the application, they can select and choose which certificates to load on the device. Better VPN management, right? So I have the availability to auto connect via VPN. Once I've pushed out the policy to the device, I can enable traffic filters. So it's for specific applications or scenarios where I don't want to have this device, it might be connecting to a company in the US or in another country, but I don't want to show the device as a US device because of the fact that there's specific applications that require it to be a Canadian device. Or
for
vice
example.
Versa. For example.
Yep.
Right? I have that capability to enforce that via the policies made available.
Force tunneling and all these things.
Correct.
So,
right?
Yeah.
Unified.
Just more control.
More control. Unified platform, so open to third-party plugins as well. So specific apps that require maybe a different tunnel that I can push down and ensure that that application has access to that tunnel specifically. So another capability coming to Windows 10, I love this, prove that you're healthy. We hear about this all the time on a lot of devices where they get rooted or they get jailbroken, and you have this situation where malware gets on the device, or application that shouldn't be on the device is loaded on the device, and it causes an issue in terms of security. Right now, this device could be, with the malware on board, may negate the security put forth by the IT department. Right, so traditionally, I go access the cloud for my information, and I get my email on my device, and there's no safeguards in regards to that. Now, you have the availability through MDM on Windows 10 to actually prove, hey, this device is secure. Malware has not affected this device. I actually can access said data securely. My device has not been circumvented in terms of security at all, right? And that's huge. And that's through device health attestation, right? In essence, where it checks the Windows health of the device to ensure that it hasn't been circumvented in terms of its security. That's a big deal.
Yep.
Also, the availability of device updates, the management of said device updates. I want to ensure that nothing breaks. There are specific applications that I haven't tested yet with a future update that I do not want to allow, so I can actually disable that until I approve through MDM to say, yes, you know what? I will control and tell you when you can update that device, and I can actually choose what source you're going to get that update from. So, hey, do I want to allow you to pull it from the cloud? Sure. Do I want you to pull it from on-prem? Again, totally up to you. And the compliance piece. Hey, I can't allow you to update that device because it'll put you out of compliance because it'll break an application. Right? It's a big deal with a lot of organizations to have that capability and granular capability to manage that, again, across all devices is huge.
Yeah, well, it's always been in terms of updates and security patches or any kind of patches and updates on machines, enterprises have always wanted to test, deploy into a pilot group, test, make sure it doesn't break anything before they authorize and release the patch to potentially thousands of different machines.
Yep.
So the fact that even though this may not be a joined machine that you have full control over, but because of the MDM policies, you can still have that amount of control in order to mitigate risks that applications or other things may not work properly.
Correct. Let's look at the next scenario now in regards to the data that's residing on your device. You mentioned earlier you have a bunch of cat photos that you keep on your device. And so we wanted to make sure that, you know, those cat photos don't disappear. You know, Pierre loves his cat and his dog. Loves them equally, right? They're like children to you.
No.
That's another story that we'll talk about later. So you run into the scenario where, okay, this individual is leaving, and now I want to wipe the device, and the individual obviously doesn't want to lose sight of their cat pictures. So what do? You know, through enterprise data protection, there's now the availability to separate managed apps and managed data specific to the business and unmanaged data and applications specific to the individual to ensure that when the device is now gone or the individual has now left the organization, I can manage the data and applications that are enterprise specific. And so that means if that person leaves, I only wipe the business, we call it selective wipe, only wipe the business information and I don't wipe the personal information.
So that's not just the information, that's wiping the applications, wiping the data that's associated with those applications, those configurations or policies. Those assets and policies that you've deployed.
Profiles.
But it won't affect your Hangry Birds or whatever else
Correct.
You've installed on that device.
Correct. Actually, I think it's now Crossy Roads is the new, that's okay, your age shows, it's all good.
Ouch. I can feel the knives in my back.
The other advantage of this is the fact that I don't have designated space on the device for business. So I have a device, traditionally devices now are 32 gigs, right, about there. Your abacus has how much again?
About 10 rows.
So my 32 gig device, I don't want to allot 20 gig to the enterprise because I paid a lot of money for this device or I signed a 2-year contract for this device. And what's great about this is that it doesn't lock up specific space to the device, for the device for business. So amidst those applications, they reside freely on the device, encrypted by the certificate issued by your organization, but do not, you know, I don't have an allotted space that's a 20 gigs are carved out for that device. I use my storage as I see fit. That also means though, if you run out of storage for personal, so all your cat pictures, Pierre, you will run out for business. Another aspect to this as well is the ability to audit data disclosure on regards to, hey, are you transferring data to your personal social media sites?
Yes.
To try and share images, pictures, or documents that you shouldn't be.
Which we're going to talk about in Module 5 in terms of accidental data leakage.
Correct.
If we can say it that way.
Accidental
That's right. data leakage.
All right, so let's look at
hair quotes. You
know, the improved user experience. Helping admins help users. So you've seen this traditionally, the availability to assist remotely. A device is lost or stolen. I can locate the device and I can wipe the data off the device and complete either a data wipe, so a selective wipe, or a full wipe. Traditionally available on smartphones, now available across all devices. And the familiar UI, you know, the start screen, the start menu, the start screen is now gone in Windows 10. We now have the start menu, but you can bring back the start screen if you wanted to, if you did like the experience. I know of a lot of people younger than I'm old too, that have access, didn't want to have access to the start screen because they loved it. So that availability is made available. Again, should the organization allow for it, right? Fully managed and controlled by the organization, IT having that power to control tiles or no tiles. Lock screen, kiosk mode. If I invoke kiosk mode for a specific task or utilization, the end user is not challenged by a different UI. It's still the same great UI made available on Windows 10. Managing applications. So having a common platform is key because of the fact that if I have universal applications deployed, they run similarly across all devices. All user apps have this capability and have this visibility in terms of how they look, how they feel, how they act. Side loading of said applications, again, consistent across all devices. The device does not have to be unlocked to push this application to the device. There's no limit, there's no internet requirements. If it's a tethered device, I can tether it to the machine and set the policy to push that application. I can push out my certificates as required for that device. If the device itself supports Win32 applications, again, I can have full control and app management over those applications as well. And I can actually invoke application restrictions through AppLocker, which is another huge advantage made available in 8 and extending over into 10. We talked about this earlier in terms of the business store, so invoking business store capabilities in regards to licensing apps in bulk for applications that I bought for my organization to deploy on a multitude of devices and not worrying about licensing because it's already been included into the application itself. In a distributed model, I have the ability to distribute apps, set apps through Azure AD or through the business store. And adhering to Windows App License Management for applications that pertain specifically in a Universal or Win32 app that I purchase in bulk for my organization. Easy unenroll. So I have the scenario now where this individual is now leaving the organization, so the end user can self-provision that ability to remove themselves from the organization. This would remove all certificates, VPN, Wi-Fi, email profiles, policies. In essence, you're wiping the data from the organization off of the device. In this scenario, you have the capability of either the end user empowering themselves to do this, or obviously the IT admin having the capability of pushing the policy to select wipe the device.
Yes.
And done so in a consistent experience, that is something that IT professionals and end users can do very simply when they want to remove themselves from an organization or remove somebody from an organization.
I think that the whole simplified UI and simplified way of doing things, so it's consistent experience across all the platforms, is key to unlocking a lot of value for a lot of enterprises. So I think it's not something that's talked about a lot in the industry or in the enterprises or the people that we talk to, but having been through the ages of specific apps for specific configuration and management portals for very specific things and having to jump from one to the other, I mean, makes this look so appealing and valuable to any enterprise of any size, for example.
Sorry. So, a big thank you to all the MDM vendors that we're currently working with in regards to this type of enablement made available for Windows 10. We mentioned before, you know, Microsoft Intune, the solution that Microsoft provides and can work in this as a standalone or in conjunction with System Center. But as you see here by my slide, there is a great deal of MDM software providers that we have made available the capabilities to integrate Windows 10 granularity in terms of control and enablement that will be available at launch, which is huge.
All right. So, with that being said, thank you for having stayed with us for the first four modules. We will be back with Module 5 when we cover getting started with Windows 10 for IT professionals in just a few moments. So stay with us.